Act 6.
Creating or destroying, destroying the creation or creating to destroy. Creation out of destruction, that's what I think. I lay the world down on them, the suppressors, not you.
The lies. Look into someone. You can't see everything. You can see things before they happen. Just lower your inhibitions and you'll see what truth will bring.
Explain freedom. Freedom in your own words, a freedom that only exists in dreams.
People's eyes gloss over in bewilderment. It's not that these dreams are held against one. You're just not allowed to dream beyond what is taught.
Well, thinking is hard work. You learn to avoid it.
What about physical labor?
Physical labor? Are you crazy? These aren't the Middle Ages. The only thing that anyone can lift is their index finger to have everything under control in one muscle pulsation.
Remote control.
Why, the word alone is mock heroic. Control from a remote spot? What's going on here? You have to go to a gym in order to stay fit. Don't you get it? On the outside, it's all flesh. Flesh that you can put your fingers on, as tangible as, marriage. This means nothing more than I feel comfortable. Oh, please let me feel this way till I die. How comfortable are you right now?
In comfort, shadows cast themselves upon walls. Materialism is the shadow. My tongue wiggles in my mouth. Separate the body from the soul, and all you have are zombies walking earth hungry. All it takes is just a small flame to burn a dry city down.
We have the best bullshitters in the world. They want to own the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the land we stand on. Give it a name and fight for their descendants' right to control, while the common person's birthright is one of slavery.
Morality is dead.
They're too stupid to figure it out. Oh, but if they do, it's passed off as paranoia.
Spit on the atoms of bubbles and bathtubs. Stop my conventional thought. Read my mind. It's a pattern, a formula.
Everything is overused, oversaid, overthought out. How incredibly neutral I feel.
Feelings are not professional. Ha! Please burn the flag. Burn the flag. Burn the flag. Ideal. Burn the flag. Burn the flag. We no longer understand each other.
Suppression of goodness in another is not righteous, although self-righteousness might permit such actions.
Oppression comes from within. All these scapegoats to lay blame on unseen, unheard of, witchcrafts, religions, politics, whatever we don't understand.
The lie is believable because we all lie. Then we have to justify it with whatever reasons we can create. There is a Santa Claus, there is an Easter Bunny. Oh no, 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 I promise not to come in your mouth. People will believe anything but the truth.
We want to make ourselves bigger than what we are. We live on one small planet, in one small solar system, in one small galaxy, under the most enormous of roofs. Infinite, if you will.
And yet we fight over land that isn't ours. Money and cars. These things are small. These things mean nothing at all.
Develop yourself. Turn your potential into usable energy. Wouldn't that be the best weapon to take away fear?
Hello, Earth. Hello, Earth. Can you hear me? I'm sickened with injustice. I'm talking to you. We are cancer to our planet, parasites on a living organism. We are greedy.
From birth, we travel through time until we come upon the day of our death. In between this time, we capture memory. Sometimes we unlock these memories and unleash past experiences. Sometimes we plan out our future, and among these plans, we follow our imagination to guess how the future will be. Image manipulation was created for people to see what they want to see.
Power is hidden within self-awareness. It's okay to be different because that's what makes you you, and that's what makes me me.
Tranquil sleep, wandering, wondering, welcoming, a course of action. Old idea, eternal idea, must let it go. The wars of this decade are being fought internally for individualism. We locked it up and tested the bed together. The glory, honor, and power were all just half ordinary.
You have 60 days to ask for an appeal.
This is my steadfast love. I use one hand to wet my clit with my juices and rub it slowly. I use the other to finger-fuck God while cursing government officials. The lid on Pandora's box had the face of a man. She began to laugh. Then her companions joined in. I want you to create an excited belief. Shock may develop. Feel the anger.
Begin your journey now.